Now, there's something of an issue developing in Lurgan Portadown down about the status of a school down there, Craig Avon Senior High School. I want to speak to one of the MLAs, Doug Beatty. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, just put us in the picture in relation to the high school and the divided campus and the cutbacks and the annoyed parents, please, Doug.
Well, this can be a bit complicated, but I'll try and be brief if I can, Frank. We have in this area here a distinct educational plan. It's called the Dixon Plan, and the Dixon Plan allows for kids to be selected for grammar education in the colleges at the age of 14 instead of 11. Now, there's an argument about selection, but let's put that aside. But what it creates is that at 14, kids either go to one of the two colleges, in Lurgan College or they go to Portadown College. But those who don't go to the college go to a two-year school, which is Craig Avon Senior High School. Now, it is the only two-year school in the whole of the United Kingdom. And this two-year school is a split campus. One campus is in Portadown, the other campus is in Lurgan. And the Lurgan campus is just not fit for purpose. It's failing badly, it's failing the kids badly, there are safeguarding issues. And the Education Authority want to close it and bus the children to Portadown. Now, the reality is that the kids who go to Craig Avon Senior High School Lurgan campus are some of the most educationally vulnerable in that area. And it's hard to get them to go to school in the first place. But to bus them to Portadown would have a detrimental effect. So what the community in Lurgan want is for those kids to conjoin with Lurgan Junior High School to create an 11 to 16 school with the academic selection at 16. And the Education Authority are basically saying no to that. And I guess that's where the argument is at this moment in time.
I don't want to be flippant about this, but is there any suggestion that the way you describe the young people, are they, and this is maybe the flippant way of putting it, punching in their time until they leave school? Is that their attitude to schooling? Or indeed, are there some of them who are just a little bit late developing and could spring when they're 16 to continue their education?
Well, of course, there's some who are absolutely working hard to do the best that they can in a two-year school, and some of them will, of course, develop and go on to further education post 16. But the reality is that for the vast majority of them, it feels like, and it's not because the teachers are doing a fantastic job, it feels like they are just treading water until their time is over. Now, Frank, I was part of the Dixon Plan. I went through my education here. I went to a two-year school in exactly the same. It wasn't called Craig Avon Senior High School at the time. It was called Portadown Tech. But I went through that, and I was completely disenfranchised. And I left school at 16 with no educational qualifications whatsoever. Then the reality to all of this is this, is that the money and the effort is going in to maintain the two colleges, Lurgan College and Portadown College, which takes around 50 to 60% of the pupils in the Dixon Plan area. But the other 50 to 40% of the kids, the most vulnerable, are pretty much forgotten about. And I'm fighting on their behalf, because education should be for everybody, not just the most academically gifted.
Does Lurgan Junior High School want these children to be part of a hub at their site?
Oh, absolutely. They do. The Board of Governors have voted for it. They have got the space. And it would really give something for Lurgan, a school with an identity that could really improve the educational output for what is mainly Protestant, Unionist and Loyalist children in that area. So there's a real opportunity to do something. But so as not to undermine the Dixon Plan, we would still have that academic selection at 14. So those who wish to go to a college could still go to a college. But those who do not are still part of a school system, which is its own identity, which could give them a better future. So to me, it's an absolute no-brainer. But for some reason, you know, schools in Portadown have been given a casting hand on what happens to the kids in Lurgan, and the Education Authority are bringing out a consultation, which is so skewed towards bussing these kids to Portadown that I'm a beggar's belief, to be honest.
Having said that, the facility in Portadown is acceptable. It is Craig Avon Senior High School's other domain, and it's in Portadown. These kids are at Craig Avon Senior High School. Children travel much further of a morning to get to school than the distance between Lurgan and Portadown. Even if they're not that interested in education, some of them, the reality is it's not that far.
No, it's not. It's not that far. You know, and I would be wrong to say it's about 4.5 miles is the answer. And some people will suck their teeth at that. But if they know the route between Lurgan and Portadown at that time of the morning when they would be going to school, that 4.5 mile will take about 40 minutes to get there. But I guess that's not the point. I guess the point is that within Lurgan, you need a clear educational pathway from these kids, post primary into the junior high school, and then into a secondary high school. A senior high school. If you're not going to have a senior high school and they're talking about closing the Lurgan site, then we need to have a provision for them in Lurgan. And the 11 to 16 school is the way to do it. But the reality is this, a two-year school doesn't work, Frank. Well, you know, there's only one two-year school in the whole of the United Kingdom, and that's Craigavon Senior High School. You know, there's a reason for that. So, you know, I'm joining with the community in Lurgan to say, we will not undermine the Dixon plan, but let's have a bespoke plan for the children in Lurgan, and that is an 11 to 16 school on the site of the junior high school.
The Dixon plan, and we hear about it, I've heard about it since Adam was a boy in the Lurgan, yeah, Portadown area. Is it replicated elsewhere across the UK?
No, it's not. No, as far as I know, this is something which is completely unique. It is well liked by the people who are in the Dixon Plan area. That's a school in Tandragee, Portadown, and Lurgan. And why not? Because under the Dixon Plan, the vast majority of the children get to go to grammar education. If it was selection at 11, the vast majority would not get to go to a grammar school. So it serves the population well that they have this system. And for those who go to Portadown College and those who go to Lurgan College, they go there at the age of 14 and they're able to sit their GCSEs and they're able to sit their A-levels and leave at 18. But for those who go to Craigavon Senior High School, it's literally dumped in there for 2 years. And of those 2 years, in truth, we're actually just talking about a year and a half by the time they finish their exams. And the educational output is not what it should be. And I've got to stress on this, if I can, I'm not blaming the teachers, absolutely not. They are doing a tremendous job. And if somebody was to go to the Lurgan campus of the Craigavon Senior High School, you would see a campus which is not fit for purpose, where safeguarding issues, where adults were able at one stage to take pictures of kids doing PE, or kids had to walk across town to do PE in their PE clothes. It was just absolutely awful. So it can't be maintained. We need something different.
So when will a decision be made? Because I presume the Education Authority see the transfer of these pupils to the Portadown campus of Craigavon Senior High School as the most cost-effective option.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it is. And if we're looking purely at cost, then they could have a point here. I'm looking at this purely at education, and I'm looking at this as education, which is more than just education, but it's a way to reach out into communities. So the planning for this to take place on the 1st of September 2020. The consultation is being released hopefully today. It was the last I got told. And we've got to sometime in mid-March to get all our points across. But the problem that I have with the consultation, there's only one question. And that one question is, we intend to bus your kids to Portadown. Do you agree or do you not agree? And parents in Portadown have got the ability to say, I agree. Parents in Tandragee have got the ability to say, I agree. And they will out-trump those communities in Lurgan who would not agree. The other issue I have is the first public meeting takes place in Lurgan at 7:30 tonight, yet the Education Authority are not releasing the consultation until 9 o'clock after that meeting. But the meetings in Portadown take place tomorrow, so the parents will have seen the consultation before they have the meeting. It's just so skewed towards the communities in Lurgan. I think it's totally unacceptable.
But to build a hub, a special hub at Lurgan Junior High School, that surely would take much more of a budget. It would take probably an education minister to sign it off. It's far more difficult to do than to just transfer kids by bus.
Well, they're not actually building a hub, Frank. Let me be clear here. Lurgan Junior High School used to be two schools on one campus before it became just one school on that campus. So a lot of the infrastructure is already there, and we would just utilise the infrastructure that's there. So there's not as much to build. We're talking about 150 extra pupils. So there will be a little bit of extra infrastructure that needs to be built to create educational hub which is fit for purpose. But it's not as much as you would probably imagine. And the space is there, the facilities are there in the most part. It's just a will as well.
But could the Education Authority do it without sign-off from a minister?
Well, if they're intending to bust them to Portadown without sign-off from a minister, I don't...
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to cost as much. That just seems like rerouting a bus.
Well, I mean, if you want to take it like that, but it's not, because they don't have the facilities in the Portadown campus. What they have to do is they have to bring in porta cabins. So many of the pupils will now be taught in porta cabins. They say high grade porta cabins. I don't know how much that will cost, but they don't have the facilities in the Portadown side either. So there's going to be a cost regardless. But listen, I've got to say, and this is not an us and them, The Catholic maintained sector has been given absolutely millions towards rebuilds of schools in this area, and good on them, because they got their act together to get those millions, and I support them on that. But where they got millions, the control sector got nothing. So I'm just asking that money is put in, and that if we're going to have a solution, let's have a solution which is good for the community and good for the children.
Okay, the opinion of Doug Beattie. If you have an agreeing assessment, feel free, or indeed if you'd like to challenge the idea, 0289033105. Doug Beattie from the Ulster Unionist Party there, concerned about the locating of these young people who are currently at the Lurgan campus of Craigavon Senior High School. It's gone 20 past 10.